True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You know, I mentioned this yesterday when the story came out. They decided to spend a good chunk of the Rams settlement money on renovations to the Dome, but they don't really go far enough. I wanted to find out some details here this afternoon. Tom Oldenburg is with us. He is a St. Louis alderman with us this afternoon. How are you, Tom? Good afternoon.
I'm doing great, Mark. Thanks for having me.
So one of the reasons that you're involved here is you sit on the Tourism Commission. Kind of define that role and your interest in all this before we get rolling.
Sure. So the Transportation, Tourism, and Commerce Committee at the St. Louis Board of Aldermen oversees a lot of the convention center activity, the airport, and some other enterprise functions that are adjacent but not exactly linked to the city's operating budget.
So a lot of us have wondered for a while here, why not use some of the Rams settlement money to, you know, upgrade the Dome? I hate the Dome. I've professed my hatred because it's just kind of it's a creepy, dark place to me. And I don't know why people would want to go there. And that's part of the reason that you're going to spend some money here. But the concern for me would be, and I mentioned this, does this even scratch the surface of what needs to be done spending $54 million over the next few years?
It's a start, and your point's valid, right? I mean, it's not exactly sexy to say, hey, we're going to spend $54 million on locker room upgrades, right? New turf and surface, escalators, signage. Those aren't things that actually get people from a civic perspective very excited. But I would argue that it is an asset that the city has, or the Dome Authority rather has, the Sports Recreation Authority has. And if we want to start to attract events and create economic activity, it's the best foot forward. And hopefully then more revenue can come in as a result of improved amenities and some capital improvements. And then we can really start making that a less creepy building. I don't disagree with you, Mark. It's not a great venue. It's just not. And we have to decide. We have to decide as a city and as a convention center and as that Dome Authority if we want to move forward with, you know, to further capitalize and invest in an asset that we have. It is worth noting, though, it's an asset that we have on the books now with no debt.
So, finally.
Right. All the general obligation bonds have been paid off. So now is the time that if we can attract some capital that we have and maybe take on a little bit more debt, if it's prudent, we can start to reactivate that building and make it an asset and make it an asset for downtown too.
Why is there
We need that.
Yeah. Well, no, I think we would all agree on that. Why is there not a further ability to use more of the money from the Rams settlement to address the issues? Why just $54 million? I can't even believe I'm saying why just $54 million, but why not dip into that money more? There's just not enough at this point.
I think everything's on the table, right? If you recall, just stepping back, right, originally the RSA or the Dome Authority, they were an original plaintiff in the suit against the NFL. So they got $70 million off the top originally back when that case was settled. And that so they're using 54 of that $70 million. I suggest they'll probably use the balance of it for some capital improvements. But your point should be underscored here and talked about more. And quite frankly, it ain't. which is we have another $300 million, almost $270 million plus $30 million of interest that we should look to further invest in downtown, i.e. the Dome and infrastructure around the Dome, parking, something that stimulates additional spillover economic activity. That's not being bracketed right now in any conversation, Mark, and it should.
Okay, so why is that not happening? Because of the makeup of the Board of Aldermen? Because there seem to be other priorities, even though some of this money is sitting in a pot and not being spent? Why is that conversation not taking place more?
Yeah, I think the conversations and, you know, the use of the Rams proceeds sort of all melted in a complete meltdown and ended in a temper tantrum from the president of our Board of Aldermen. So we are back to the drawing board. At the moment, there's an idea that maybe a portion of it should be used for some of the tornado relief money. But it's just I think it's the makeup of the board, to mm-hmm. answer your question directly.
Yeah.
And they're not it not being a real priority to invest in assets that can produce further economic activity and particularly downtown. For some reason, a good portion of the Board of Aldermen doesn't feel downtown is an important part of our city or our region.
It's shocking to me as someone who, you know, is here every day of the week. I can't believe that it's not more of a priority. And I would love for the guy, you know, that got a steal and a bargain on the AT&T building to be successful in, you know, some of these other projects. But look, the Dome, I would agree with you. The Dome is part of that. And I don't know why this can't be more of a priority. So I appreciate that you're highlighting it. I wish Megan Green's your problem. I guess I would say that. I don't even know how to address that. But it's frustrating. I think it's frustrating to people who want to see downtown succeed.
Right. Right.
We'll see what happens.
We can't just let downtown slip into the river. There has to be a substantial investment. And my argument all along is the majority of this Rams proceeds needs to be invested in the ground, in infrastructure, in reactivating buildings and reactivating assets that we already have downtown so that we can continue to program and drive more people throughout the region and elsewhere to our downtown. I mean, if we solve for downtown, we're solving for, quite frankly, a lot of our regional and city issues.
I would agree, and I think a lot of people would agree who's listening right now, and I would also say thank you, Tom Oldenburg, for a moment of sanity here this afternoon from the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. We don't always get that, so I appreciate it, and thanks, and keep us posted, okay?
Will do, my friend. Have a good day.
That is Alderman Tom Oldenburg. And look, we're going to talk about this on the Reardon Roundtable. I'm most certain that Jane Duker is going to have some strong opinions on that. We have Ed Rohde on the panel tomorrow. Ed's a longtime friend. He'll sit on Jane's side of the table. Although he did tell me recently, this is interesting, Ed used to work in the Francis Slay administration with Jeff Rainford. And he certainly has been a Democrat, but he even told me, he kind of teased me and said, look, I might be to the right of you on some of these issues. Greg Keller will also be here. He's always a fireball. But on the topic of the Dome, I mean, really, it wasn't that long ago that we were talking, and I'm sure that some people like Megan Green might have wanted to put this on the table, of just taking the whole thing and tearing it down. I don't think that there were serious conversations about that, but the question was how. And this is, by the way, when we were still paying for it. We finally paid the damn thing off. To the alderman's point, that's a good thing. We're not paying on the bonds anymore, and it's paid off. Excuse me. But then what happens next? What do you do? If you do $53 million, $54 million, and you're just fixing up the locker rooms and some other things, will it even be apparent to people who visit from out of town, or will they want to visit out of town? They did, I think, a fantastic job with Enterprise Center. I think it looks fantastic. And it needed the upgrades, and they needed to put the money. There were priorities that were set by not only the Blues, but other people in downtown. These were things, of course, that the current mayor might have fought against at one point. So I don't even know where she is, but this is a problem, and it's not going to be easily solved. So we'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll chew on it on the roundtable at 3 o'clock with those panelists tomorrow afternoon. Heather McDonald, who wrote a great piece in the City Journal about the immigration issue, coming up after the news. Audio cut of the day as well.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.